Track 12, and this week's feature item comes from TNF Soundings. Sounds provide a backdrop to our everyday lives, and their importance is enhanced if you have visual impairment. Soundings contributor Iona talks about the role that sounds play in our lives, whether they're pleasurable or annoying. Iona is originally from England, but now lives on the northwest coast of Scotland. She worked for the NHS for 20 years and now tutors for an online college in counselling skills and psychology. Her interests include reading, writing, wildlife, nature, music, art, and volunteering.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm Iona, and this article explores the subject of our favourite sounds. For those of us with adequate hearing, sounds provide a backdrop to our daily lives, providing us with comfort, happiness, continuity, and irritation sometimes. Often we tune out of these ambient sounds when we are focused on our thoughts, but occasionally we choose to immerse ourselves in them. Scientific studies and anecdotal evidence have suggested that people with sight impairment often develop a more nuanced sense of hearing, especially relating to location of sound, and even musical abilities. Sound can therefore become an even more important feature of our sensory environment. What we listen to can soothe the mind, send sudden chills down the spine, or urge us to move faster or slower. When we think of the power of sound and the experience of hearing, it seems that its influence is profound and even contributes to the state of our mental health. Sounds can trigger our best memories and associations. Among the most happy sounds experienced by people are reported to be waves lapping on the seashore, birdsong, laughter, the purring of a cat, footsteps on fresh snow, leaves rustling in a gentle breeze, a champagne cork popping, a crackling log fire, food cooking on the hob, pebbles being thrown into the water, sheep bleating, and soft raindrops on a tent or caravan roof. Here are some examples. Sometimes there can be a more neutral sound that may nevertheless evoke an association of pleasure too, depending on its source. The sound of the key in the lock of your front door, indicating the arrival of a much-loved family member. Or the sound of rattling cutlery in the kitchen, meaning that a meal is about to be served. A recent study of 2,000 adults found that 4 in 10 people hear sounds that prompt nostalgic thoughts at least a couple of times a week. In contrast, the least favourite sounds include screaming children, a slamming door, the dentist's drill, unattended car alarms, sobbing, and a yapping dog. We also listen with interest to the radio, audiobooks, and TV for entertainment and information. But for most of us, music is a pleasant companion to our everyday life. We know that listening to music can change our mood, emotions, motivations, and our movements. Listening to music allows us to experience feelings in the absence of any actual events causing us to feel joy, sadness, or excitement. Studies have shown that when we listen to music, our brains release the chemical dopamine, which in turn makes us happy. Dopamine release is strongest when the listener feels chills, the spine-tingling sensation often associated with musical pleasure. Also, music involves patterns. As we listen, we can anticipate what melodies, harmonies, and rhythms may follow. This may explain why we are less likely to enjoy music that we are not familiar with. We learn through our cultural environments what sounds constitute music. When we hear a piece of music, its rhythm may connect with our minds in a process known as entrainment. So, if the music is fast-paced, our breathing patterns and heartbeats will accelerate to get closer to the beat, and vice versa. We all have unique tastes and reactions to music, and its power over us has been recognised for many years. From the 1940s to the 1960s, a radio programme and touring show, Workers' Playtime, was transmitted in factory canteens across the UK. The quick marching beats and uplifting tone of the music was thought to exhort staff to work faster and be more productive and happy in their work. This music while you work theme has carried on over the decades. The reason we choose to listen to music lies in the reward centre of our brains. Music provides a way of escape and can relax or energise the body, as the brain waves are able to synchronise with the rhythm and pace of a tune. Fast music can make a person feel pumped and alert, while slower music has a calming effect. Music can also evoke feelings of nostalgia. A song that was played during a significant and happy life event can trigger a deeply nostalgic emotional experience. Subjectivity is another key factor in listening to music. Listening to classical music or rap, what is appealing to one person may be intensely annoying for another. Therefore, music also sends a message of identity, showing that we belong to a specific social group. For example, a liking for floaty, New Age music may communicate to others that we are free spirits and unconventional. A taste for opera may send a message that we are cultured and highbrow. When people get together and hear the same music, such as in a concert hall, it can result in their brains syncing up in rhythmic ways, inducing a shared emotional experience and sense of friendship and belonging. So, actively seeking out and listening to our favourite music and being increasingly conscious of pleasant natural sounds around us can add many happy moments to our lives.
TNF Soundings.